Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
The Rise Guys Morning Show. The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I had never heard this before. What is it?
This is an old Moby song. Remember, like, Moby had that one album in the late 90s when nu metal was taking off and kind of like a slight twinge of EDM was kind of creeping back in. Back in the club days, you know, you always, and then he came.
Why did he have heat with Eminem? You ever know? I mean, that could, like, I really don't.
What? I think Eminem started calling him stuff in songs before.
He started the heat.
I think he did.
What, for what reason, though?
You know, back then.
And how do you, I mean, with a nickname like Moby, I'm assuming the guy is pretty.
It wasn't over Kim.
Endowed.
He dressed up like a whale. Right. And there were accusations that came out way later, but yeah, something like you would. You know how Eminem back in the day would just kind of pick somebody to kind of.
Chris Kirkpatrick, I remember from the one song.
Yeah.
What was that about? Just a guy like, hey, well, man, know, what's up with the weird hair?
It was easy back then to kind of make fun of the boy bands and kind of pick
on them.
Are
those tendrils or dreadlocks? I can't tell, Chris Kirkpatrick.
You know, he'd use a certain word to describe people he didn't like at the time. And
he and Dr. Dre would use that. They were some of the last few to still use that word in rap songs.
I thought it was odd they even called Elton John that word. And they kind of,
like, yeah, no crap. What?
They kind of came together in the Grammys, right? Sang together.
Oh,
I think
really?
That's what it was. It was the Grammys or one of the MTV Awards, which is still a thing somehow. I don't know how
I'm
that's
impressed
the thing.
That you can remember all this stuff.
Hey, Fatboy's big Eminem fan.
That's what it is. That's where my music knowledge kind of starts and stops.
He wants to move to 8 Mile. He's only been to 6 Mile though.
He likes his mom's spaghetti.
I can't get away from the BDSM horses. They got 6 Mile. I know they're called
blinders.
Fly guards or whatever they put on their eyes.
Pinky ponies.
But they look, that's what they look like, BDSM horses. They even got it covering their ears, too.
I had to order
a jacket for a goat. Cause Hank,
they get cold.
Yeah, well, he doesn't have the same kind of fur as most goats do.
You don't scare them, do they? Do you? You don't make them faint?
I did at the beginning. They don't. They're non-fainting goats. I turn around.
That is disturbing.
They just do like the Michael Myers head at me. Like, what are you doing, weird big...
Teddy.
Why you got hair like us on the face, mud. Dude?
All the billy goats stink, man.
Why?
Because they drink their own pee.
The nanny goats don't stink either?
No, not like billy goats do.
Why do they drink their own pee?
I don't know.
I don't know how confined spaces you've been in with them to tell the difference. Like, I'm only around them outdoors, and I can't tell once. I mean, there's a smell, but I don't know if it's the men or the girls.
We had a barn. You know, they didn't have the jackets. When it got real cold, they get locked up in the barn overnight. But
yeah,
when they get out and roam around all day, they're just billy goat smell, man. They smell like pee. You know, especially if you got one that's got like bad diarrhea.
Oh, Jesus! Or,
I forgot what else they call it. We got to use the castor oil on them back there.
Oh.
To clean them up with. They're just aggravating. Like,
I don't want a goat now.
The goats don't have upper teeth, so if you had to get them to take,
which is so strange,
it is weird. Out of them. But they were chewing stuff.
Yeah.
And if you get them to have to, they got to take their pills. You got to put it in the long pill thing, and you got to kind of hold their mouth shut a little bit so they'll chew it. And it was just pain in the ass.
I was thinking about putting a thing on social media like the last couple days of the year, saying, "Hey, I will buy your old Christmas trees, but you got to bring them to me." But then I was like, I don't know how much that was going to be worth for either party. But goats love old Christmas trees.
Yeah, would they like them more than fish? Evidently, because they throw them in the bottom of the lake.
Yeah. Let's throw some goats in there and see if they swim under and eat.
You know, it'd be a great rib if Adam and Eve sold salt blocks to look like Willie's. You take a goat with lick it, he'd be like, hang on now.
Deer do.
Yeah, I don't like it.
You know, man, God bless it. I got so many funny things.
Look, this is the longest break we've taken. It might be the longest one ever.
I think so.
I've got to just go to my email. I would email myself funny little things that happened. I will forever always be a list person. I like writing. I was telling Fatboy, I bought a box of my new favorite pens, and I'm writing, and it's like fresh, and it's like I'm writing down everything just because it feels.
Then what did I say? Good luck, because pens in this room disappear.
That's why I take it with me every day. It's right beside my pocket.
I don't have any. Oh, no. I have two that are, I remember this.
If you're Banks, you're smart for putting all your pens on a rope.
Do you want one of these?
No, see, those aren't good. I'm a pen elite.
You are so picky.
It has to be a 0.7 gel tip.
You're just pilot pen. Both of these are acquired freely.
I might Patrick
Bateman. I like a uniball, apparently.
Yeah. Like everybody's got their pen.
Well, it'd be weird if you had two balls on the end of the pen.
Well, you might.
Is pen short for penis? Who knows? Who knows? Hey, here's the thing I sent myself, and this was actually from Christmas morning when I was headed to the farm. It was very cold. And I was gassy. And so I sent myself this email. Why do we cook our farts on seat warmers? Because I had the seat warmer on and I was farting. And I was essentially cooking them. I was like microwaving them. Oh, it was so bad. Like, what is that about? Like, the heating of farts makes it stink even more.
I don't know.
It's like a bathtub.
You don't want to fart in your car, though.
Well, somebody else. I'm not going to pull out on the side of the road.
Somebody's got their window open. You can kind of give them a flyby real quick, run off. I don't have
run by Mary's oxygen machine.
That one guy. I'm telling you, that's guys, so many hits.
That's such crap. First off, that's a work.
You think so?
The guy with his grandpa at the Home Depot, that's a work. But you know, the guy where he comes up and he says something dirty and he just, I can't believe you just said that. It's the same one with. The guy farts or whatever into his grandma's or mother's oxygen
that
machine.
Is just disgusting.
I know the amount of time it takes for it to go. She reacts too fast.
That's what I was thinking. Like, is it because her machine is all the way at the end of the hall?
It's too fast of a them thing. Unless she's got one of them pumps that goes like that. It sounds like a nerd laughing. I've heard those machines. It's not like that. I think it's good for him. He probably did it one time and he's like, "Look, grandma. You pretend to do that a bunch more times, I'll be an influencer."
Oh, God.
I don't know what products he would endorse. Gas X or something, I guess.
That's the thing.
I think Elon owns that now, too. He buys everything with X on it. The Estate of Malcolm, everything.
Oh, boy.
Like, who's looking for that? Like, when they look for somebody to hawk their products, they're like, "Well, does the guy fart?"
I've been approached.
About farting?
No, about hawking products.
Oh.
I don't want to. Maybe I can get the reaction because I don't know how clean it is.
I was thinking about this too. This is not a joke. It's like a routine I'm about to deliver to you. But I was going to start a hashtag on X, and it was actually going to be one of those things where I thought, to make people think I'm mad about something. And it was also going to be kind of showing my marketing side. And I was going to start a hashtag that says FTRG. Yeah.
Ooh.
And then people say, "Oh my God, they're not coming back. Like, he's mad at the radio station or mad at the show or something or whatever." But what that would ultimately lead to is, see, in wrestling, my favorite tag team is FTR.
Oh.
And
pretty good.
When they join forces with other people, like right now, they're teaming up with the returning Adam Copeland, formerly known as Edge.
It looks great still.
So they're rated FTR because he was the rated R superstar, rated FTR. And why was I going to say FTRG? Because my favorite tag team in the whole wide world will be in this very studio tomorrow morning,
yeah, 8
a.m. for 1 hour. Ooh. FTR, Dax, Cash, the boys that have done so much for Asheville, North Carolina, the past, God, what, 3 months now? It continues. They will be in this very studio tomorrow morning.
God, it's going to be fun, man.
Hell yeah. Together. We've had them both separately, and now together.
How fun.
Every time I see Dax, he's sitting at his bar, which is a nice bar, with big dogs hanging out with him. Just living life, man.
I'll tell you something. I don't want to spoil it for you, but we've been invited to that bar for some tequila.
Hmm.
No joke.
It's well stocked.
I said, well, call some friends, have them come over too. There's Brett.
Or tequila.
There's Adam.
Yeah, everybody.
Everybody's there.
I can't drink tequila. You don't want me there.
We didn't invite you.
No, I'd be naked though.
Okay, you know what, well, you're invited.
You know what happened on the ship when I drank too much? Chris is like, we got to go back to the ship. You're drunk. Really bad.
Who's at the bar? It's the Brooklyn Brawlers at the front door.
Paige came home with 35 conch shells because she's like, I can't tell these little kids no.
She was hanging them off the Lido deck.
She was blowing in them like she was on some kind of tribe.
Huge one. It's beautiful.
Like, you can hear the ocean. It's like Paige run a cruise ship. Yeah. Well, of course we can hear the ocean.
I was bad off. It's the rum and the tequila.
Make your clothes fall off.
Oh my gosh. I was doing the conga line. That's
by herself.
Yeah, she was dressed as a gorilla. That's a conga. Congo. All right, hush. Dude, your phones have been on busy. You nut-nut? You got to say that?
Nut-nut.
I don't know if I've heard it.
You really? That's like an earlier version of...
Like, were you doing Three Stooges?
No, that's nut-nut.
Knock-knock.
You're a fool, man.
Hey, P1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This guy's rough.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
I've missed getting texts like this right here. Hey, I got those all through Christmas and New Year. It was, hold on, let me scroll back down now. No, we are not. if you thought that, you're kind of a nut. If
not
that, we're not wrestling with FTR.
No,
I was just saying that the hashtag would have been FTRG because FTR will be in studio tomorrow. And I guess maybe the missed part of that is the Rise Guys is TRG. FTR. Yeah. It was good in my head.
They'll play along with you, though, if you want to slap the leg. I can't remember the wrestler we were talking to, but one of us was, he was talking to one of us, and we were trying to slap the leg like in passing, and he just kind of looked.
Oh, God. Now you're going to send me off a tangent trying to remember. I know who I think it was, but it wasn't Kane.
What do you mean by
was
slap
it D'Lo
the leg?
Brown?
Might have been D'Lo.
It was the day when there were several in studio, and that was the day I think we had D'Lo, Devon Dudley, and there were
it was definitely those two because we were debating if we were going to bring up the draws incident or not,
yeah,
which we didn't.
Nope,
because you know it was a nice mood.
Yeah,
it was light, but
very light because it was Christmas time. we were doing a Toys for Tots broadcast.
Yeah, they had
they
get
came in.
That's
they brought toys.
When Aces and Eights was going hard in back then in Impact, they brought toys in.
Not the Aces of Eights of conspiracy fame now, but the old one. The
Dead Man's Hand.
Gunfighters, yeah.
But yeah, it was like, you know, if we get wrestlers in here, we're going to try.
Who was it, though? Do you remember? Or you really don't?
I can't remember who it was. But they just... It
wasn't Kane.
They didn't break conversation. Just kind of looked and like, oh, okay. Got a bunch of marks.
Well, maybe they didn't want to like break kayfabe. They're like, oh, we don't slap legs.
Like if I go up to Cash, it's going to be hard for me to not kind of like, I'm thumbing his eye. Which I'm going to poke him in the forehead with my thumb.
I always do. Well, always. I haven't seen him in person in like a couple years now. But when I would see him in person from time to time, I'd always walk up to him and start slapping my boobs like wrestlers do. Like this. And then I end up doing like the little hug thing.
Dude, what if we do the show dressed in tights and they just do it regular?
That's weird.
We'll dress like them. I'm already half bald. I could be that. He might be offended, but I mean, look, one of us has got to be somebody.
Oh, God. We don't look like neither one of them. We ain't a chance.
At least you got more hair to work with if, you know, you could pull off Cash's.
Me and Paige are going off as next year for Halloween. I'm going to be Jimmy Garvin. She's going to be Precious.
But not the Precious you're thinking of, the one from the movie.
Oh, man, you're killing me. I almost just knocked myself out, too.
I know.
Down to laugh and almost hit the desk with my head.
You're like you're in a Def Jam crowd.
Oh, snap. So funny. Paige, come and broom him off the stage right now.
He was wearing three gold chains. That's why I said that.
The word was sweep. Yeah.
And so there's a lot going on. Look, that's the way to start the year with everything going on. In studio guest.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Us, you know, so much with the. I don't want to harp on it, but, you know, the thing in New Orleans, I thought it was odd.
That's not a harping. If that's a big damn deal. I just said I don't want to. Not in any kind of crass way. It's like I want an hour of not talking about it just because I'm selfish. Because I roll in here today in a great mood and I just like, I got so many little notes. And obviously, the warming of farts in the car wasn't a good one, but
no.
All these different things have funny little stories. But then if you don't want to run right past something like that. And then it turns into the way that it got me all boiling about terrorism and all that crap.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, just the borders wide ass open still.
What we focus on are the wrong things. Somebody said that, you know, when they found out that the guy was American born and he was a veteran, that was a badge of honor for certain people on X. Like, look, not an immigrant. Look, he's not an immigrant. Ha. It's like, that's what you took away from the whole thing, that the guy was not an immigrant. So, you know, it's not that argument of, oh, he was an illegal that did this activity. Like, you know, like it doesn't happen already. I was like, all right, that, you can't make that point. Make another one.
But that's a very solid point. And I'll be honest with you, before I knew that, I wasn't vocalizing it on social media, just internally, just thinking, oh Lord, look at this. But if you've got somebody on the inside that was at one point on the inside, and then they do it, you certainly don't want any people who are definitely on the outside coming on the inside. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I guess it's like common ground is not going to be easy to find any more in anything. People are just like ships passing in the trains passing, man. Completely different. People care about this set of issues when these people care about these set of issues. Yeah. And they don't link up anymore.
Oh, man.
They just don't. Like, it's like people took that as a victory that he was an American-born terrorist, I guess you could say. Like, well, he wasn't an illegal, so
but check that box. Not you. So this is, okay. In this world of not knowing how to speak anymore, just because, truly, I asked Paige off the air, and it's not a joke, but it's more like, you know, that time when actresses didn't exist anymore, it happened like 2 or 3 years, maybe during the Me Too movement. I'm not hating on it. I'm just trying to stay in tune with all this stuff. So both sexes are actors now, but are females still heroines? Not the drug, but the way we...
Of course.
So, okay, so in that term, there's heroes and heroines, but as actors, all actors.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Wonder Woman.
I was told the other day, not in a crass way, and Paige, you may even understand this or have been accustomed to it. You don't say firemen anymore. It's firefighters.
Yeah.
See, you can't have good intentions anymore.
I know. Like, it's the intentions, even if it's from a... less than educated thing. Like, yeah, you don't publicly say that anymore or whatever. All right, well, let me ask the question to find out before the judgment is passed.
Yeah.
Because if you Google it, you're going to get the woke answer.
Like,
or the AI or whatever the hell.
What if you're talking to a super feminist and you're like, this actress.
It's a bird, it's a plane.
It's a super feminist. It's like this actress. And then they'll be like, no, why can't she be an actor?
She's an actor.
She's just saying, why are you marginalizing her?
Actor who is a heroine.
Yes, like we're slowly getting past all awful. This.
They don't want you to talk anymore.
You know,
who is the they? I don't know, but it's of evilness.
You know, and you think of people that could be considered that in today's media. And you're probably going to go, oh, no, she shouldn't be that. But even Paris Hilton in her own, she's speaking out about being abused in school. You know, there's people that
he's got a big head.
Yeah, but that's
I know.
A mean thing to say.
Look.
But there are people out there that have a cause and they are good people. If you're thinking heroin or, you know, caring about animals.
I said heroin. She thought of Paris Hilton. That's funny.
No. I'm just thinking about what I read the other day. Yeah. Lately, people that are in the news that are.
This is how we slowly take it back.
How?
Like, you know, my thing for years and years was there was a word I didn't like. I didn't say it.
You're right. Is this going back to 6 o'clock hour?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the word.
Yeah.
And we jumped the shark so much that not saying a word became a whole thing of like,
yeah,
okay, well, the reason why you're not saying that word is not the right reason. So people kept nitpicking. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to say it now. I'm not going to say it to a person's face, you know, because, you know, I can kind of read the room, but I could just say it casually. And that's, you know, how kind of like, that's what we do. We get past this whole thing.
But it's the, we want to jump to conclusions before we get the tone a lot of times. Like, if I call someone, and I'm being gentle with this, right? But if I call someone an a-hole, I'm not literally calling them a rectum. I'm not calling them that. I'm saying.
Or you would have said that.
Right. You rectum? Damn near killed him. Yeah, something like that. But if I said that, I'm not. First off, if the word that you're referring to is the R word, okay? You said it earlier. You didn't say the word, but you said what it stood for. Mm-hmm. But if you in your heart just meant, if that word is not associated with, I don't even know what the correct term is now. I'll show my age now. Slow. I don't know what you would say.
I don't know.
I don't know to appease everyone.
But what's it?
But you're not saying that in a downtrodden way toward those that maybe used to be associated with. You're expelling upon the word crazy. You're crazy. You are acting.
But I can see the double standard too. Why somebody would say, "Well, why can't you explain it if you're going to say it?" Like I can't really, because I can see that argument too. Like, why would you use it derogatory? But wasn't that the proper word like years and years ago?
A lot of it's like, okay, remember the clip that I sent from a famous TV show from like 40 years ago over the break?
Yeah.
I'm sitting there watching that on a major streaming service. I mean, a pay service. And they use the N-word on this sitcom. Just out of nowhere. And the audience erupts in laughter, and even the other people on the people on the show, who were, it was the Jeffersons, I'll say it, okay? Mm-hmm. And that is bad. You would not dare think of doing that today. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would say, who cares? Even some people that you might think would be offended by the word be like, who cares? There are people saying, well, why the hell are you still profiting on it today?
You know what? I think
I'm not saying take it out. I'm just saying you can't talk out of both sides of your mouth. You can't say that's wrong in today's standards. Well, we're going to show the ones from 40 years ago and make streaming money off of it.
That's what I don't get. There's a shift going on in that. Not like necessarily when it comes to that word on shows, but I could tune into a network show, and I know primetime rules are a little different, but I can hear the S word.
Yep.
Somebody says GD. They might as well call it Law and Order GDU because they say it all the time.
That's where you got your degree.
They say the T word for boobs on SNL constantly.
Yeah.
Now, I know it's late at night,
they
but
say
still.
It on wrestling, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
then you.
Speaking of the devil.
Wow.
your text
notification?
Yeah.
It is. Dun, dun.
There's going to be a shift in the whole thing. I don't know if it's ever going to apply to us.
Well.
But TV-wise.
There's still. And I joke with our boss. I've joked with both bosses about it. Like, and it's been, I think when I die, it will be, what do you remember about Matt Mann? Well, I remember he was always pissed that he couldn't say the S word on the radio. And I can get around it, but it's one of those words where like, she will not like me saying this, but I've said that word around my mom over this past year a couple times, and I didn't even get a, you know what, Matthew. She's comfortable with it. And then when you ask the superiors, our bosses, or look it up online, no one can explain. It's just like, it's a controlling mechanism where it's like the T word for boobs. I can say 100 words for breasts right now that would not be offensive. But if I say that T word, I'm out.
Oh, you're in trouble.
Jugs, Jacks, Hooters, Silky Milkies.
Heavy hangers.
Yeah.
Paige? This is like a...
boobies.
It's already been taken.
Fun bags, knockers.
That's all I can think of.
That's a weird, weird
breastises.
Kind of... Breastises. Yeah. It's just
so
odd.
Weird.
It's just odd. But no one can explain it. No one can. And it's not a visible written rule either.
And you can't apply it to any kind of celebrity use of it on TV because depending on who you are, you get in the... Look at during the January 6th hearings. Network
it's
news.
J6, thank you.
Network news during the day. We're playing uncensored videos of what people were saying. F this and S and all. I'm like, wow.
But if somebody streaks, they take the camera off of them.
Yes. At a ball game.
At a ball game of all things. All right. Paige, who's now super glued to a masterpiece. And she's doing that in to end child trafficking. Paige?
I am. I've been working on that.
What is she started?
Well, like, she cut up all her credit cards. Well, she stopped.
They made me cut them up. I couldn't stop shopping.
What are you working on in the Plex?
Well, I'm going to tell you, there could be a beer shortage because 400 kegs were stolen. I'll tell you where next in your Ice Guys headlines.
Shoot.
That's a lot of beer.
I don't know if it's like them. They got the little ones now.
Pony kegs?
Yeah.
Oh, well, they're smaller than a pony keg now. It's almost like about the size of an old party ball.
You know, I know you managers hate them because you got to be the one that goes all the way to the back and gets them and wheels them up.
Party balls were a pain in the ass to tap.
Aren't they, though?
Literally. I mean, it was like a Franzia box of beer, but it was in a ball. And you just take the shelf out of the refrigerator and put it in there. I sound like a sot right now. All right, morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
And up to RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone. And before we get to the beer heist, I have to tell you about what happened at the Trump International Hotel in Las Vegas on Wednesday. A Tesla Cybertruck caught fire, and the FBI is investigating it as another possible terror attack. This blaze killed the driver and injured several others, and the truck pulled into a valet area right outside in front of the building and then exploded. So officials haven't said what caused the explosion, but multiple outlets are saying the truck was full of mortar-style fireworks.
So I don't know that much about this one, but I don't like how this is presented on the news when they're talking about it.
Okay, see if we're on the same page with this. What do you mean by that?
Well, they want to use the buzz term sleeper cell everywhere.
Oh.
Is this a sleeper cell? Even when they interview people like, do you think it's a sleeper cell? Like, who is it? What is it? Like, you don't have to really put that out there, you know.
The only fatality was the driver.
Was the driver, yeah. Seven bystanders and had minor injuries.
Fatboy asked a good question off there. I don't know if he's comfortable about the you were saying about someone who would be behind the calls and then knowingly go into it.
Oh yeah,
to die. Now I don't know if you want to say that on the air or not.
No,
I
mean, it was,
I just did. But
I think the point was like I don't. There are a lot of people now that jump to be a part of a movement, no matter how little part they have.
Right.
But it's kind of an insignificant. Like they will let the insignificance of their partnership in a movement kind of rule their life. Like, well, I'm a part of something bigger. But are you really? Look what you're losing to be a part of whatever it is. I guess the best example is look at all the marches for Black Lives Matter in 2020.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing changed with that. It cycled out. Like it was a big march, but
well, look at the peaceful stuff that started in the 60s. But then yeah. I mean, that's a whole thing too that me and a buddy of mine were talking about of how look, we're already screwed about the other things we've said today on the show, so it don't matter at this point. The fact that the way the swastika worldwide was a peaceful symbol until it was turned into something different. Now, in the 60s and 70s, the peace symbol was thrown up as, hey, we're peaceful. But that that was a V symbol. That stood for victory in war.
I didn't even know that.
So see how That was so good. That was World War II, that it was V-Day, victory. We won the war. Peace symbol. That got changed into the complete opposite.
When you flip it around?
That's another V-signal.
Then you put it there with the tongue.
That's oi, mate.
I don't know if that's the V or the
legs. Lunge down at the Y.
Is this the legs? Or like, I don't know.
Do you do it if it means this way? Is that E and A?
Oh, my God.
It's
if
backwards.
It's backwards.
That's like piercing the wrong ear.
I don't know. What if you do it upside down? Are you against it? I don't know.
You got to do the thumb if you do it that way.
You mean this way?
God. I thought she had a snake coming out of her mouth.
She's wild, man.
She really
there's
is.
There's a side of her that we have not seen. We get slowly little samples of it.
We got to get her a Patron or whatever so people can.
I bet she carries a whip on her.
Got to. Like Indiana Jones.
No, I don't have one. It would be too much fun.
Oh,
don't act like Melissa's not hooking you up with whips.
I know. I noticed when we were leaving Adam and Eve after the party that Paige backed up to the back door. What that means.
Really,
and that's not a euphemism for anything either.
She said, come here, do you want a massage? I'm like, yeah, okay, I'll trust Paige. I'll walk over here. I was getting massaged by a big black weapon.
I got video of that. I never posted.
It's hilarious.
It was one of them. It looked like something, a weapon of war, but
see,
it was actually a...
I can't legally give those massages. It's not official.
So it was a big dildo, and I told Fatboy, say, come over and get a back rub, and I turned that thing on and started punching him in the back.
It kind of worked.
It felt good.
At least I didn't tell you to look at it.
It feels so good,
right,
a little bit more to the right.
Well, you go home with a mushroom stamp on your eyeball.
What? Some relief.
How do we get on this tangent?
No, look, no, I want to show Fatboy something. You mentioned that one word a while ago.
Okay.
And then you mentioned Elon. Look at this text he retweeted.
Oh, boy.
He retweeted that.
God.
There is, and I hate to do that to the audience out of context,
God.
But
I do
talking
go
about the thing in Vegas, right?
I do want to get back to that, though.
So it was a Cybertruck, which is Elon Musk's thing. And he retweeted an X or whatever you want to say, let's set a B word off. See, I can't even say that. I'm going to say it. Let's set a bomb off in a bulletproof spaceship, said the R word terrorist.
He put it out there.
That's not good. Okay, so back to the story.
But they're right, though. Like, them things, like, they blow up, don't blow out.
Authorities say the truck was in front of the hotel for 15 to 20 seconds before it exploded. So nobody really had a chance to do anything. And it was rented in Colorado and had license plates.
Oh,
he. Yes, like
caught it arriving in Las Vegas Wednesday morning. So they had Colorado license plates.
People are drawing the, like, I don't know the parallels if there are any that the truck in New Orleans is rented.
By
wasn't
same,
even his
same
truck.
Company.
Yeah,
a rental company started with a T. I'd never even heard of before. Tuvi.
I sound
like a place where you watch old TV shows for free.
I know one person that he used it before, so I knew about it.
Okay,
but. Yeah, it's just
obviously there's a connection. I mean, let's not be. I know that guilt, innocent until proven guilty. But come on, man, we're fools if we act. I don't know if it's terrorism or not.
This could be weird to say, but if this is going through your mind and you're thinking about doing something like this, but you think somehow you're going to be a martyr or like some kind of,
you won't be.
Use no recognition.
We can't even pronounce this dude's name.
I just now remembered just now. Hey, there was a shooting in Wisconsin last month. And that's already been overshadowed by it. Just everything gets cycled out, which sucks for the victims. There are a lot of victims, you know, that should be remembered, but
it's
the
sad.
Victims for sure, yeah. But not the, you know.
Oh my gosh,
that's where I like the way we got away from that instead of name dropping they, you know, just for news sake or whatever, it'd be called the Columbine, you know, that, or you know, give it a town name rather than the name of the person, but.
When things like that happen, it is so alarming because I remember talking about the balloon incident in the mall and people thought it was funny. But at the time, there were people screaming and running through the store.
Mm-hmm.
And myself, Lauren from Dior, and Ronnie from Estee Lauder, we ran to the stock room and went in the back and locked ourselves in. No, she's beautiful. She's a woman. Locked herself in. We were locked in this room.
It was Ronnie Spector.
And we didn't know what it was going to be like when we came out because we heard screams.
Yes.
And so to be in a situation like that or to be in Las Vegas or whatever, I mean, is that our norm today? Is that the way our lives are going to be? Because you don't know what can happen any minute at any time.
Anywhere, yeah. Like, just
it's so scary.
That's. I mean, that's always been that way, though. Yeah. We've just luckily never been in those situations.
It's so magnified now and blown up because of...
Because of the instant access to the news and stuff. I mean, but see, people like that use that to their advantage because they become... Like, there's this weird thing about that, about being viral, whether it's for good or bad. People want to go viral. And, I mean, I thought you were going to say this, Fat Boy, and I will, and I might get talked to about it, but... I was going to say, if you're someone out there like thinking about something like that or whatever, kill yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't hurt people.
Don't. If you're that miserable,
get out of that.
If you're that miserable, just take yourself out and be done with it.
Because you're going to either
take other innocent people out. Don't take innocent people out.
You're either going to die doing it or you're going to sit the rest of your life in prison and maybe die.
And then you can wish you was dead.
Yeah. But I promise you,
you're going to get stabbed every day.
I'll get to the 400 kegs stolen in the next news. That we didn't have time to do that.
Damn you.
Can't imagine being that far gone to where this is. The guy was going to kill his own family.
Well, it's a mental illness, like you said earlier, but it's also a mental illness that, I mean, if you walked in there and said you had thought about that, you're immediately going to be taken in at that point. You're not going to be, okay, well, let's talk to you. No. Just go ahead and make it right and take yourself out. To me, that's more noble than taking out innocent people. If you're that convicted about your thing, leave a note, say why you did it, and be done with it.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, God, I'm sorry.
We're going to go an hour without talking about bad things. I promise. I promise. This woman keeps wanting to do the news.
I know. I'm sorry.
I want to talk about beer. All right, we will take a break when we come back. Look, I know I wrote down one thing that we would do today, and now this is going to be the complete opposite. We're going to do.
This is real interesting to me, though.
It is very, and it's going to be one of those things where you can be like, oh my God, I completely forgot. The 2024 obituaries right after this. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show.